Chapter 13. Then Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, Set apart to me, O the Behor, whatever opens a womb among the children of Israel, both a man and beast, it is mine. And Musa said to the people, Mention this day, in which you went out of Mitzrayim, out of the bath of bondage, for by strength of hand Yahweh brought you out of this place, no chametz lachem shall be eaten. This day you came out in the month Aviv. Then it shall be, when Yahweh brings you into the land of the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Amori, and the Huvi, and the Yavusi, which he swore to your avot, to give you a land flowing with milk and honey, that you shall keep this service in this month. 7 days you shall eat matzah, and in the seventh day there shall be a chag, celebration to Yahweh. Matzah shall be eaten 7 days, and no chametz lachem, leavened bread, shall be seen among you, nor shall chametz be seen among you in all your quarters. And you shall tell your son in that day, saying, This is done because of what Yahweh did for me when I came up from Mitzrayim, and it shall be as a sign to you on your hand, and for a remembrance between your eyes, that the Torah of Yahweh may be in your mouth, for with a strong hand Yahweh has brought you out of Mitzrayim. You shall therefore keep this command in its appointed time from year to year. And it shall be, when Yahweh brings you into the land of the Canaanite, as he swore to you, and your avot, and gives it to you, that you shall set apart to Yahweh all that opens the womb, and every behor that comes from an animal which you have. The males shall be Yahweh's, and every behor of a donkey you shall redeem with the lamb. And if you will not redeem it, then you shall break its neck, and all the behor of man among your children you shall redeem. So it shall be, when your son asks you in time to come, saying, What is this? That you shall say to him, By the strength of his hand, Yahweh brought us out of Mitzrayim, out of the bath of slavery. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh was stubborn about letting us go, that Yahweh killed all the behor in the land of Mitzrayim, both the behor of man and the behor of beast. Therefore, I sacrifice to Yahweh all males that opens the womb, being males, but all the behor of my children I redeem. It shall be as a sign on your hand, and as frontless between your eyes, for by strength of the hand of Yahweh brought us out of Mitzrayim. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that Elohim did not lead them by way of the land of the Plashtim, although that was near. For Elohim said, Lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Mitzrayim. But Elohim led the people around by way of the wilderness of Sea of Reeds, and the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of the land of Mitzrayim. And Musa took the bones of Yosef with him, for he had placed the children of Israel under solemn oath, saying, Elohim will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here with you. And they took their journey from Sukkot, and camped in Etham, at the edge of the wilderness. And Yahweh went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day, or the pillar of fire by night, from before the people. Please take note of several things in these passages that enlighten us that we are to keep the Passover ceremony according to the commandments of our elders, and of course the commandments of Yahweh that were passed down to our elders. We are to keep those commands. The priesthood is central in this. They are to instruct in how these commandments are to be kept in our different states of dispersion, or even people that are within the land of Yisrael. This is very, very important. We also note that within this commandment, we are told that we must guard the Torah at all times. It will be a sign on our hand and as a frontlet between our eyes. Many rabbis interpret this to mean that the males are to wear tefillin on their arms and on their foreheads, whilst some may not see that as a tefillin, but sees as a different sign of memorizing, studying the Torah, etc. We are also told here that the people that came out of Egypt, that they were not people that wanted to go to fight war. They were people who were peaceful. They wanted to live a peaceful life. Therefore, they did not desire to go warring with nations. So all the wars that Israel fought as Israel was coming out were defensive wars to defend themselves and defend their lives. This is very, very key, because today many such people who ascribe themselves to Israel want to fight a war and kill innocent people. That is not the way of Israel, and these are probably not Israelites either. Also notice that within this we are instructed that what is the Bechor, the firstborn, and what is not, and how certain things are to take place. In verse 19, we are told that Musa took the bones of Yosef with him, but it does not give you the details of where the bones of Yosef were. Yosef's coffin was hidden away by the Mitzrim, and nobody knew where it was. Even Moses did not know where the coffin was. At that point, Sirach, the daughter of Asher, was a very wise woman. She was able to tell Moses that the coffin was put into the river Nile and hung down there so that nobody would detect it in a casket of some kind of a metal, which is believed to be lead. And so therefore, Moses went into the river, took the coffin out, was able to procure the body of Yosef. Notice also that the Egyptians believed the Nile to be their god, or one of their gods, because if you notice that whilst Moses was instructed to go to Pharaoh, he would always come out in the morning to the river. And that's when he would worship before the river, and they treated it as a god. And hence why, that is where Yahweh, the true God, the true El, was able to send his messenger and command regarding judgments to come. This is very, very pertinent. Another question arises, which is, if the bones of Yosef, or the dead body of Yosef, was carried by the Israelites, wouldn't they all become unclean, as is commandment and custom that somebody who touched a grave or a dead body would be unclean for 7 days? So this is something that is pertinent and to be understood, that Yosef's body would have to be kept at a distance of 75 feet or greater, and only the people within the 75-foot range would be unclean. End note.